Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. Got the Junkies Monday through Friday, MP on the mic 10 to noon. I'm 12 to 3 p.m. before we hand it off to Grant and Danny. And I'm sure Grant and Danny will be talking about the Washington Nationals and their start to the season on the show today, as well as the NFL. And I wanted to take this time right now to go around the National Football League with all the lead stories ahead of the draft. We call this segment NFL Hits Offseason on the Fan.
Every offseason rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the upcoming NFL draft. It's NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So we'll start with my favorite player in this year's NFL draft. And I've gone back and forth on this because I am an Ashton Jeanty guy. I mean, I really think he's going to take the league by storm. I'd put money on him to be your NFL Rookie of the Year, especially if he falls to a team that is talented, that has some pieces around him to help out. So in this year's NFL draft, I mean, in mocks, it's hard to really see where Ashton Jeanty will go because I think a team could trade up for a running back like Ashton Jeanty. Like, I just saw a report yesterday, the Cincinnati Bengals want Omarion Hampton or Ashton Jeanty. Well, Cincinnati Bengals might not be in a position to get Omarion Hampton or Ashton Jeanty unless they trade up in the draft and move from the 17th pick to maybe top 10. But I will say, I think my number one player in the draft that I like is Ashton Jeanty. You know, he was my 2024 Heisman Trophy winner. He was our Touchdown Tuesday Player of the Year on AWOD Radio. It's his abilities to break tackles. It's his ability to hit the home run. He's got breakaway speed. Listen to this. 2,601 rushing yards, ranked second in NCAA history behind Barry Sanders for most in a single season. That's pretty damn good. He also led FBS running backs in receiving yards at 569 in 2023, showing that he can do it both ways as a running back. Hand me the rock or toss it to me in the flat. I think my second favorite player in this year's draft is not Abdul Carter. I really don't think it's Mason Graham either, the defensive tackle out of Michigan. I'm not a Travis Hunter guy, so you're not going to see me say he's in my top three. I think it's Jalen Walker out of Georgia. I mean, 6'1", 243, a hybrid front seven defender who can be an inside linebacker, could be an edge rusher. I think here's the number one thing I like about him, and when you watch the film, it stands out, is he has this ability to dip under blockers. And as a speed rusher off the edge, I think he could be like a Haason Reddick type that, boom, you snap it, he's in the backfield. Might not always come away with the sack, but I think he's going to get a lot of QB pressures as a rookie and move the quarterback off of his spot. So I'll go Ashton Jeanty, number one. I'll go Jalen Walker, number two. And for me, number three is the guy that's probably going to go number one overall, and that's Cam Ward out of Miami. I'm a huge Cam Ward believer. I am a supporter of Cam Ward. Two seasons at Incarnate Ward out of high school, and then another two seasons at Washington State, where he didn't become a household name, but he became a name known by NFL insiders and college football fans. And then this season at Miami, well, he was exceptional. I mean, what he did at Miami this year, he was an escape artist. He showed the foot speed that he could be an NFL player that does things that Jaden Daniels did. Cam Ward threw for 39 touchdowns. And, oh, yeah, only 7 interceptions. I mean, that's a fantastic touchdown-to-interception ratio for a starting quarterback that won a lot of games in a good program. And, you know, I also think what he did in terms of comebacks gives me a little bit of a Jaden Daniels vibe for him, his rookie season in the NFL. I'm afraid that he's going to be drafted by a team that is not going to have any success no matter what he does in the Tennessee Titans. But I think Cam Ward is by far the best quarterback coming out of college football this year. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if he had, you know, similar hype to Jaden Daniels. I just don't think he's going to have the team success. Part of the reason why Jaden Daniels, you know, took over the league and was the face of the league as a rookie was the 12 wins. His stats, you know, Bo Nix's stats were comparable. C.J. Stroud's rookie season stats were better, but the team was better. The big moments, the clutch moments as well. And I think you can see Cam Ward having some real clutch moments in the Tennessee Titans uniform. I just don't think they get anywhere near 9 or 10 wins his rookie year, but he will be a star, I think, in the National Football League. Number four for me, it's Tetra McMillan out of Arizona. I love this kid. Incredible one-handed catches. He's the kind of guy that if people were still playing Madden at the level they were, we'd be talking about him as, oh yeah, there's going to be a star under his name for spectacular catch. I think that's what you're going to see right away from him in the NFL. Look, he's going to stand out because he's 6'5", he's 230. But he's going to make spectacular catches. He's good at getting release off of press coverage. He's not, you know, not a slow poke at all for a guy that's that tall. But I think he's going to be such a difference maker. And this is a guy that I think is going to be drafted, and he's not going to be Justin Jefferson, all right? He's not going to be that kind of player in the NFL, but he's going to be a reliable wide receiver. I don't like Mike Williams as the comp, but that's one I would point to. Maybe a Brian Thomas Jr., who had a really good season for Jacksonville as a rookie. Maybe even a Drake London, because he is of that size and stature. I mean, Drake London, 6'4", 213. He's 6'5", 220. But that's the kind of impact player I think he's going to be. I think less flashy CeeDee Lamb, maybe better at making spectacular catches, but not as good after he gets the ball in his hands. That's, I think, where he needs to develop in the NFL is the yak. But in terms of downfield plays, in terms of 50-50 balls, God, I want him in Washington so badly. That's my fourth favorite player in this year's NFL draft. And at number five, I will go Amarian Hampton, who we had on the show. I think this season at North Carolina was derailed by their quarterback going down with an injury in the first or second game of the season. But this is a unique blend of power, quickness, speed. And, all right, you went to North Carolina, which you wouldn't consider normally like a dominant football school. But he played for Mack Brown, and we know that they had some money in the NIL department at UNC. And I think, like, if you had O'Meara and Hampton, and you're talking about, oh, this kid was at Oklahoma, right? Or you're saying, oh, this kid was at Georgia, or this kid was at Penn State or Michigan, then you've been talking about a guy that I think goes ahead of Ashton Jeanty. But because it's North Carolina, I think maybe that's part of the reason why he's fallen some. But, I mean, when I got to ACC kickoff last year, I was told, there's two guys you want to interview because they're going to be in the NFL next year. Amarian Hampton and Jaden Ott. Jaden Ott didn't have a good season. Amarian Hampton did. And he was, and we talked about this, Stubb. He was wearing like $30,000 worth of chains on his neck. That's how I knew this guy was going to be good, right? So I think he's going to be a star in the NFL. And if he falls to Washington, yeah, I would trade up 5 or 10 slots for him. I don't think Washington does. But I'm kind of in love with those two running backs. Jeanty, Hampton. I like the wide receiver I mentioned, Cam Ward. There's only one really good defensive player that I'm that interested in. It's not Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter. It's Jalen Walker. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So I wanted to go get back into the NBA because that is, you know, really one of the biggest things going on in the sports world right now. I mean, Alex Ovechkin's hunt for history, it's been completed. The chase is no more. It's just greatness. And we'll certainly witness the greatness tonight. As I talked about it, I think it's a great moment for Caps fans to honor Alex Ovechkin at home for tonight's game. Looking forward to that. But they've already clinched playoff berth. He's already broken the record. NBA postseason is right around the corner. And as much as I've been down on the league this year, I am intrigued with how close the standings are in the Western Conference. I don't know if we've ever seen it this close between 3 and 8. And yes, you will have a play-in tournament, so you know it's not as exciting as if you could have been knocked out of the postseason by having a terrible final 2 games of the season. But there's 2 games left in the regular season for most teams, 3 games left for a few. And right now in the Western Conference, you have a 49-31 Lakers team, and in 8th place, you have a 46-33 Minnesota Timberwolves team, separated by 2.5 games. with three games to play for the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's how close it is. And the Golden State Warriors, who were one of the hotter teams in the NBA, lost a game and dropped from fifth place all the way to seventh place, or from fourth place to seventh place. It just shows you how intense it is right now in the Western Conference ahead of an NBA postseason, in which I think outside of Oklahoma City Thunder, I would assume they will make it out of the first round, whether they're faced off against Minnesota or Sacramento or Dallas or Memphis. And then most likely we'll win a second round series if it's against the Clippers or the Nuggets. But I think the question that I'm wondering, and a lot of NBA fans are wondering, is who will they face off against in the Western Conference Finals? If it's chalk like we saw in college basketball, it would be the Thunder against the Houston Rockets. And that would just blow me away, because a lot of people can't even name the roster for the Houston Rockets, led by Jalen Green and Fred VanVleet. Could it be the LA Lakers in the first year for podcaster turned NBA head coach J.J. Redick, with the massive trade they made for Luka Doncic? Can Denver all of a sudden create a spark inside of that locker room and believe in each other? After Michael Malone gets fired, they win their first game with the interim coach. He makes a really good speech about how they believed in each other and they won the game because of the communication with each other and talking on the defensive end. They still have the league's best player in Nikola Jokic. And you look at the Clippers, they're the big surprise in the Western Conference. 48-32, and now they're healthy. And you're telling me a Clippers team with a healthy James Harden and Kawhi Leonard couldn't make a Western Conference Finals run? I think they absolutely could. And this year, they got one of the best six mans in basketball in Norman Powell, and he's been fantastic. And Zubac's been really good for them down low. So it's all about health now for the Clippers. Six, Memphis, you know, a few years ago, everybody was all in on Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies as the next coming team in the Western Conference. I don't think that's the case anymore. It's been a whole off-the-field drama with Ja and putting gun fingers in the air, and I still believe in him. I don't know if they have the right pieces around him. I think Golden State is one of the scariest teams, and like I said, they were in fourth place 2 days ago. Now they fall into seventh, and I think they'd be the favorites in a first-round series against the Houston Rockets. Because Steph Curry, right? What Steph Curry's doing right now, it's amazing, and it's not being talked about enough. Number one, because the league ratings are down, and number two, because the team's not as good as when they had, you know, Durant and Draymond Green and everybody, and the Splash Brother Thompson. But Steph Curry's averaging 24 points per game this year, and if you look at what he's done as of late, it's been remarkable. So I think his run started, I think you'd probably go to maybe the end of March, but certainly the beginning of April, when he hit 12 threes against the Grizzlies and had 52 points. And in the month of April, he's averaging 7 more than his average, 31 points per game, 6 assists, 6 rebounds, while shooting 42% from three-point range. 42% from three-point range. He is single-handedly leading his team to the postseason, and that's a guy in a team I don't want to face off against. They've got coaching, they've got the experience, and they've got the star power in Steph Curry. And really, like, Steph's got some help. Now, I mean, it's not the best roster, certainly, that they've had, and it probably is the sixth or seventh best roster in the NBA, but they've got some good young players. Buddy Hield has stepped up for them. They made the trade for Jimmy Buckets, Jimmy Butler, and, you know, that's interesting, because Jimmy Butler has gone into the postseason as a 6, 7, or 8 seed and led his team to the NBA Finals in the past. So he's not going to be scared of Houston or Minnesota or Oklahoma City when it comes to the postseason. And he's been really good in April as well, averaging nearly 20 points per game, 3 points above his average, and just had 28 in their most recent defeat to the San Antonio Spurs. So I'm starting to get a little fired up for the NBA postseason. And also, like I said, final two games will decide who ends up with the NBA's worst record. Then we got to wait for the lottery, but hopefully Washington will be able to draft Cooper Flagg, and they could have a bright future. Games today in the NBA, it's Thursday, which means we get your doubleheader on TNT. Cavaliers-Pacers, matchup of two of the top five teams in the Eastern Conference, and your late game, Timberwolves against the Grizzlies. Ja Morant and Anthony Edwards, two of the youngest stars in the NBA going head-to-head. Morant's 25. I believe that Anthony Edwards is 23. So Edwards is probably my favorite of the two. He reminds me of the closest thing without actually being like a Kobe Bryant type. I mean, he's just got those moves. He's such an unbelievable leaper. And Ja Morant, I just want him to, you know, stay out of injury trouble and stay out of off-the-court trouble, but keep balling out, man. So that's going to be a good matchup tonight that you could view. We'll return with Game Day, spotlighting the biggest sporting event of the night on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Nats, the Caps, the Wiz, the Flying Squirrels, the Commanders, Virginia Tech football, and VCU basketball. And this weekend on The Fan, we've got a lot going on. We'll continue our Masters coverage from Augusta of the 2025 Masters tournament. It's Justin Rose through nine holes. He's five under par right now. Corey Connors, Tyrell Hatton, and then Scottie Scheffler is in fourth right now. We've got Flying Squirrels baseball tomorrow, doubleheader Saturday, Sunday game as well before they return home for their homestand starting April 15th at the Diamond. Virginia Tech Hokies spring football game Saturday. It's so cool. It's so cool that it's already here. It's that time of the year. They're putting the pads on. They're putting the helmets on. Brent Pry's not messing around. He's not like those dumb coaches around college football that say, we're not going to do the spring game anymore because we don't want other teams to steal our talent. So what? Give the fans something that they want. The spring game at Virginia Tech's always been a really great game. It's an event. It's always sold out if there's good weather. Of course, the fan base loves to get a look at next year's team. What's so cool about it is, you know, it's April, and so you might have some students that are going to graduate that can go to this, and then they'll go off and get jobs, and they know the players that are on the team for next year. So there's something that's always cool about the spring game. The big news is that Kyren Drones will not play. I think that helps his case to be the starting quarterback next year. You can't lose your job if we can't see how you fare against the competition, which is Pop Watson. So you got the Hokies on Saturday. NHL tonight, NHL over the weekend, and NBA playoffs as well. And every day on AWOD Radio is game day. We close the show by spotlighting the biggest sporting event of the night.
Every day on AWOD Radio is game day. Home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on game day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like game day in this game day. We're the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game day.
Game day. Game day. Stubb, you want to give us a 30-second update for the Orioles? I know they are off today. Baltimore not in action.
Yeah, I mean they're just not doing great. It's off and on. The pitching's pretty bad. We didn't get any new pitchers. A lot worse than last year. Gunnar Henderson's finally back. He was a bit injured. I mean, we literally lost to the Diamondbacks 9-0 yesterday.
Yeah.
Been all over the place. We're 5-8. It's tough. It's tough being an O's fan right now. But we still got a really young group.
Expectations for this season.
We're not high.
We're so high.
No, this season, honestly, a lot of the fans in the offseason, just because of the lack of moves.
Yeah.
We still have the great talent, but we just don't have any pitchers. We don't have Corbin Burnes anymore, who was by far our best pitcher. And our best pitcher is like Zach Eflin, who's like nothing.
But I just feel like this is, you know, the guy, the young guys are in the lineup. Like, Jackson's Holiday's not in the minors anymore, right?
I mean, yeah.
So in terms of the young guys being in the lineup, there were some expectations to, like, if they miss out on the postseason, that's a huge
failure. It's really bad. It would be really, really bad to see that happen. I don't know where we go from here. We should have such a good hitting team. Gunnar Henderson was in the home run derby literally last season.
Yeah.
But not looking good for the team.
No, it's the pitching. It's the real issue for the O's right now. As we look around the majors, three games in action right now. Angels over the Rays, 10-1. White Sox, Guardians. Guardians up 5-1. 1-1 between the Twins and the Royals. Phillies, Braves, good game tonight from Truist Park. Braves needing to string together some wins here. Started the series against Philly with a win. Would be nice to close out that series with a win, as they are in the cellar of the NL East, the bottom, and that's not where they believed they would start this series. But the sporting event of the night for me, I've been talking about it throughout the show, it is 895 for Alex Ovechkin. All right, he achieved the greatness. He hunted down the history set by Wayne Gretzky, and he did it on the road, and he's returned to Washington, D.C., Capital One Arena, and I'm sure this game's going to be sold out. I'm sure pregame there's going to be a ceremony celebrating Alex Ovechkin, 895, for the season ticket holders, for the diehard fans, those that rock the red, that weren't able to afford to go up to New York and see that Islanders game. They've got to do something to reward the loyal fans and those that have been loyal to the Capitals. And so I'm expecting a big ceremony before the game. I'm expecting the team to come out and be fired up here to kind of right the ship before we get to the NHL postseason and their quest for Lord Stanley's Cup. So they've got five games to fix the issues, get back to playing the level of hockey that they've been playing this season that got them to Metropolitan Division Championship and first place in the Eastern Conference standings. Puck drops tonight at 7:30 against the Canes from Washington, D.C., Capital One Arena. So, biggest sporting event of the night for me tonight is the Caps and the celebration of Alex Ovechkin's goal, 895 for the home fans tonight at Capital One Arena. Appreciate everybody listening to the show today. Stubb doing a great job running the ones and twos. And we will be back tomorrow. Special show tomorrow live from Bar West. Live from Bar West. Of course, they are the sister restaurant to our favorite Friday location, River City Roll. River City Roll has a Friday event. So I will be broadcasting from Bar West. Saturday, River City Roll, 7-year anniversary party. Check me out there if you want to meet the voice of AWOD Radio. G&D coming up next on The Fan.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.